Today's daf is Masechet Shavuot, daf Yud Beit. We are holding one third of the way down, and we just concluded the sugya in which we discovered that Rabbi Yochanan has a Kabbalah, that whereas it's clear in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Shimon, we do not have a halacha of Lev Beitin Matna Alehim in cases where at least there's no specific issue of extreme expense involved, such as by the Parah Aduma, maybe, we do find some, there is an indication that that case might be unique, certainly in cases where it's not Matsui, or where there are alternatives. We see that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Lev Beitin Matna Alehim. Rabbi Yochanan had a Kabbalah, even though we have a clear indication that in all cases, the Chachomim hold Lev Beitin Matna Alehim, not only in cases where we're dealing with a lot of money, like the Parah Aduma, not only in cases where we're dealing with having no option, such as the Ketoret, because there's no such thing as a Mum on the Ketoret, so what would we do? There's no Yeira Uach Yistaevu. Okay, that's a machloket. Now, obviously, according to Chachamim, the fact that you hold Lev Beitin Matna Alehim gives you a great and easy way to be able to transfer the Kedusha of a Korban to another Korban. If the Beitin allows you to simply change the Korban from what was meant to be originally, assuming it were needed, a Kedusha Saguf for a particular purpose, into a Kedushat Damim, which we can then go right ahead and be poda as we wish, which is the way we did it with the Tmidim that were left over from one year to the next. What exactly would Rabbi Shimon do in similar circumstances? Ask the Gemara today, and Rabbi Shimon, again, one third of the way down, will Rabbi Shimon the letle leif beitin matne alehem ma'avdinlo? If you do not have the option of buying back simply by being paid as Kedushas Domim, the leftover of the Tmidim, what do? With these Korbanos? The truth is, there's no real problem, because we could always just wait till they get a Mum and be paid them. And, however long it takes. But the point over here, says the Ritva, is, look, we'd like an option. Because it's something that is lechatchila, set aside, to be brought as a Korban Tamid, and we know we're going to run into this issue, we don't have the option, a Lev Beit. It's certainly a very unpleasant alternative to sit and let the thing run around until it gets a moon for 3 years. So is there a way in which we could actually use these korbanos without necessarily needing to wait until they get a moon? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, there certainly is. Mekitzin behemet hamizbeach. What you can do is, you can use them for kayetz hamizbeach. Kayetz hamizbeach is a use of the word kayetz that we have for a meal. Kayetz really means summer, but the reason kayetz means summer is because summertime is the time of the fig harvest. What's unique about the fig harvest is that it stretches over the entire season that we call summer. It does not have a day in which you go out and pick your figs. Every day there is another bunch of figs that you need to collect. That's what's unique about the fig harvest. So we use that word meaning a dessert, so to speak. This is a dessert for the Mizbeach in the same way that we would eat figs for dessert, as we'll see later on. And what that means is, this works out really well according to Rabbi Shimon, remember, because Rabbi Shimon anyway said in the Mishnah that you could interchange any of the Seirim, even though they have a different kapara, because they're overall the same general type of things. They're coming as a general kapara on Tumat Mikdash or Kedoshah. And according to that, the same thing would be true about an Ola, even though that particular Ola that we set it aside for was coming for the Korban Tamid. But Kayetz HaMizbeach is also coming as an Ola being brought by the Tzibur. So all around, it's sort of the same thing, and therefore, why not just use the goof of this Korban without being poted as an Ola, as it was meant to be, except that this will be an Olat Nedava. What's the difference, really? The Tzibur can bring an Olat Nedava, and the Tzibur has Olat Chayav for the Korban Tamid. So use it directly. Amar Shimon Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, that's all very nice when it comes to the Korban Tamid, which after all is meant to be an Ola. But how about if you have leftover Seirei Chatat, let's say, from the Regalim, and what would Rabbi Shimon do with that? So Amar Shimon bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Shimon b'sirei chatat. What's your problem with the sirei chatat? I thought you could always use a leftover from one regal to another regal, for regal to Yom Kippur, for Yom Kippur to Rabbi. What's the problem? The problem is, let's say you have this soyer that was meant to be used for the Rosh Chodesh Adar, okay? And now it got lost. You replaced it with something else. And now you want to use it in Nisan, but you can't use it in Nisan because Nisan has to be paid for with the new fiscal year. So then you can't simply transfer it. Well, what are you going to do with it? Since it is a sa'ir that was set aside for chatat, I say that Rabbi Shimon is made. You can't take a chatat and say, well, since we didn't need it for chatat, let's use it for kayetz ha-mizbeach, because kayetz ha-mizbeach is ola, and has nothing in common with it. And over there, ein mekitzin begufa, and you can't use the goof of the carbon at all. You can only use the dummim of the carbon. There for sure, Rabbi Shimon would agree that you'd have to wait until it got a mum, you have to be poted, and then you'd use the money to buy a kaitz and his be'ach. Because the only time that we were ready to say, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, you could use a carbon that had been set aside for the tamid as kaitz and his be'ach, that's dafka hocha in the case of the tamidim, to me, kara olav ashta olav. It's good. You haven't changed its purpose. So the Yi'ud remains the same. A carbon ayla, one being an ayla schiyuv, or one being an olat nidava. There's no difference between the chovan and the nidava. Mashen kein hatam, in the case of the si'irim, the me'ikara chatat v'ashta ola, then we've got a real problem. Because even though you could say that you could, it's kosher for an ola, isn't it? It's a male, I mean, it's a sawyer, and it wasn't needed for the chatat. And therefore, once it's not needed for the chatat, remember that Rabbi Shimon's sheet that we had earlier is that even though under normal circumstances, we would say a similar chatat owned by a yachid would be one of the chamesh chata'ot hametot, and you wouldn't be able to use it. You'd have to let it die. Machlis roto lekipah. But Rabbi Shimon clarified yesterday that ein chatat tzibur meita. So, mi'ikar hadin, there shouldn't really be a problem over here, and I ought to be able to take it and use it, and that would be fine, because now I took another one in its place, and before I make the decision about bringing the other one, I can take this one and say, okay, so this one will be an ola, if that's the case, because it's not similar to the chatas of a yochid. However, in this case, gizera liachar kapara otu lifnei kapara. So basically, we have to, you're going to be machshe, a chatas tzibur, to be brought as an ola, because of the fact that I was mitchaper with the other one, because it got lost, and then I'll give this one to a kayetz ha-mizbeach, I might think that the same thing would be true if, let us say, I have this seir standing in front of me, and I say, you know, there's a nicer one. So why don't I use this one for an ola as a gift? And there's nothing wrong with adding a gift, is there? And then I'll bring the other seir, which is nicer, as my seir Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is I needed. That is absolutely not kosher. Because the only thing that allowed the carbon chatas to become an ola is the fact that the kapara that was done with the other one removes its yi'ud for a chatat. But as long as this thing is kodesh for a chatat, obviously it's not kosher as an ola. Chatas brought as an ola is possible. So because of the gezeira that people may not realize, they may make the mistake of thinking, well, probably the reason they decided to bring it after we were mitchaper when it got lost with the other one is because leiv beitin matne, let's say. Not like Rabbi Shimon. So if people would make that mistake, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's a mistake. If people would make that mistake, they could easily make that mistake even if I'm making it on purpose, this change. I'm saying, I think I'd prefer to bring this as a noyla and use a different one as a chatas. And there, if you don't hold leif beitin matan aliyam, you're up the creek without a paddle, because it won't be kosher, you see. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon won't allow you to switch yi'udim at all. Even though, technically speaking, having brought another carbon in the place of this soyer, I should be able to use this soyer as an oila. Nonetheless, it's a gezeira, even though it's liach kapora, it's a gzera, you might do the same thing with lifnei kapora, which according to me is no good. Omar Abaye, that is a very, very good point that Reb Shmuel Bar of Yitzhak just made. However, we don't really need him to make it. Afanan nami tanina. I mean, it basically says this. We just had it. Parvis sa'ir sheyom ha'kipurim she'ovdu v'ifrish ha'chirim tachtehem v'chein si'irei avodah zara she'ovdu v'ifrish ha'chirim tachtehem. We had all of this yesterday. That was the basically the question that we originally asked. Why don't we say leiv beitin matan aleihem in that case? And it was from there that we proved that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of leiv beitin matan aleihem. But the first case was, you've got the parvis sa'ir v'yom kippur. You brought others in their place. Or you have a loss of the Sirei Avodah Zarah. And now you use other ones in their place. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this is one of the chataot hametot. It's a chatat, shenitchapru ba'alim, the ba'alim in this case being the tzibur, but shenitchapru ba'alim ba'acher, and therefore the din is konsimot ala kippah, you let it starve to death, basically. Whereas Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon Omrim, remember we had all of this just yesterday, Yera'ehu achi yista'eva, no problem. Let them graze till they get a mum, and they can live happily ever after. Meanwhile, we'll sell them. Yiblu de me'em l'nedava, because there's no problem of chatas tzibur meita. Now, if it were true that according to Rebbe Shimon, the change in yi'ud that follows bringing the chatas that isn't meita, which is above the case of the tzibur, is now no longer a chatas, because it has no yi'ud as a chatas. Purpose. It's purpose. It's being brought for that purpose. So it certainly loses that yi'ud, because otherwise it's completely useless. So now, according to him, I should be able to make it a kayitz l'mizbeach and bring it as an ayla. Yet, what did Rabbi Shimon say right there? Well, you certainly can't do that, but you can let it graze until it gets a mum. Why did he say that? Vamai. Nikarvu inu gufayu ola. Why can we not bring that korban itself as a korban ola? I'll tell you why. Because of what it was that we just learned from Reb Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak. Namely, Shema Aminah, exactly what Reb Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak said. Shema Aminah Gzeira Lacha Kapara, to lifnei kapara. Obviously, Rabbi Shimon is afraid that even though in that case the name of the chatas was stripped from it by utilizing another carbon in its place, and it would be okay to bring it as an ola, since somebody may make the mistake of thinking that it would be kosher as an ola even where the name wasn't stripped from it, and he just decides he'd rather use it as a gift and replace the sire with another nicer sire, and that would be terrible. So Rabbi Shimon makes a gzeira that we don't allow that kind of behavior at all. Omar Rava, says Rava, you know, I mean, Afana Nami Tanina, you know, it's a Beferish Mishnah, as far as I'm concerned, that this is the halacha. Remember the Mishnah in Yoma, in which you have now the loss of the sa'ir, in this case, you did your goral, and the sa'ir mishtaleach is lost. The din over there is you have to start all over again. You bring two new sirim, you do a new goral, and now you come up with a new sirim mishtaleach. The problem is that you now have two seir lashems. You have the original, and now you have the one that you've replaced it with. Now it says over there, continues the Mishnah, after making the goral, what you have to do is now take the sirim and you take one. The one that is now matched up with it, the second one, what you have to do is you let it go around until it gets a mum. All this is the Mishnah. V'imacher, v'iplu damav l'nedava. Why? Why can you not use this itself? Yikarev iugufe. Now, obviously, this has got to be going on Libet Rebbe Shimon, because he's the one who holds it in Chatas Tzibur Meita. So we don't have a problem. Otherwise, we'd have to say Kontzinot Olekipa. So the very Rebbe Shimon that holds that there's no problem of Chatata Tzibur Meita clearly does not have the option of using that korban as an Ola directly for Kayetz HaMizbeach. Why not? Why not just say, go ahead, use the one for the Sa'ir Bifnim, and then you'll be left with the other Sa'ir, which will then have been Nitchaper, and now it's kosher as an Ola. There's got to be a reason for this. Must be because of what Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak just said, namely that Shema Mina, that there's a gzera achar kapara oto lifnei kapara. Says Ravina, I also have a Mishnah that says the same thing. Omar Ravina, afana nami tanina. I'll bring you a Mishnah in Masechet Tmura. It says over there, Asha shemetu ba'alav osh nitchapru ba'alav. Now, there's a big machloket tanaim as to what the relationship is of the din of an asham to the din of the chatat. So there is one shita that holds, and that is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that asham and chatat are exactly the same. Whatever passes an asham, a chatat passes an asham. Wherever a chatat is meta, so too an asham is mate. But there's the shita of the chachamim that doesn't hold that. And here it says, if it's an osham shemetu ba'alav, osham etchapru ba'alav, the din is you cannot use it, but yera'achistaev, v'yimacher, v'yibluda mavlin edavav. You can wait until it gets a mum, and then it's given to an edavav. Rebbe Eliezer on a yamut? No, the din is, osham shenetchaper ba'acher, is one of the chamesh chata'ot, essentially, hametot. Rebbe Yoshua Omer, no, actually, Yaviv Damav Ola. You can use its money as an Ola. So over there, the Gemara points out, that's exactly what the Chachamim said. He said, Yiplu Damav Lenedava. And Rabbi Yeshua is saying, Yaviv Damav Ola. What's the difference between those two things?
Both hold you have to wait.
That for sure, but both hold it's brought as an Ola. So it's the same exact purpose. Says the Gemara, the difference is, when you say Yiplu, you mean it's brought as a Nidvat Sibur. If it's brought as a nidvat sibur for kaitzem mizbeach, then there's no din of smich of the baalim. The public pays for the nesachim. It's a completely different din. If you're going to use it now, the owner of the carbon, yavi b'damav ola, so then if the owner of the carbon asham has to bring an ola, he's going to have to do smicha. He's going to have to pay for the nesachim that will be brought with it. He's the one that could do the shechita on it, and so on and so forth. It's a completely different din. That's the only difference between them. Now the question is, why not simply say that this carbon itself, being as it's no longer usable as an asham, the owner is no longer alive. So when I use it as an ola directly, must be because the karva guf ola, ela lav, yezera leachar kapara, otu lifnei kapara. So even though it's the same, the reason that we're saying now over you, I mean, why should we assume it's Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, the other cases where we were talking about the chatas tzibur, it had to be Rabbi Shimon. Because according to the Chachomi Mohag and Rabbi Shimon, the din would be that it was Bikonsino Talakipa. Ashenken, over here we're talking about an osham of a yachid. What is forcing us to say that it's Rabbi Shimon? What we're trying to bring a riot to over here is that things that are left over, even though they're brought for another purpose, can be used for Kayetz HaMizbeach. That is Rabbi Shimon Shit. That's what we saw. Mekitzim Be'emet HaMizbeach. That's what he said. As far as the other question, we're not dealing with that right now. The Afana Namitanina here is a different stress. So we now know that this is Rabbi Shimon, not because of the question of the Chatas, but because of the fact Mekitzin et HaMizbeach. Fine. So if Mekitzin et HaMizbeach, why not just take it and be Mekitzin et HaMizbeach? Must be because of what Ritual Bar Yitzchak said, that you cannot use a one type of animal, an asham in this case, for directly Kayetz HaMizbeach. You only use the money for Kayetz HaMizbeach. Shma mina, tani nami ach. There's also a braita that says, ma'in maybe in mina motaro. So what would be brought from the leftovers of the karbonot sibur that are no longer required for this fiscal year, and now I need to be mechadesh in Nisan? Kayitz kivnot shuach lamizbeach. You know those kind of very early figs, and they're delicious, very, very yummy. So you bring that for the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach is hungry, it's still feeling peckish. You've finished now all of the regular karbanas, all of the Nadarim and Adavas. What's a poor Mizbeach supposed to do? So it's got to have a dessert. So they got dessert? Mizbeach's not allowed to eat dessert. Doesn't it say, ki chos sa'or v'chol devash, lo taktir mimenu yishel HaShem? You must not bring fruit on the Mizbeach. and a teinah dvash. How can you bring it on the mizbeah? Tani Revi Chanina. What he would? Come on, man. What he's trying to tell you is that it's the equivalent of a good liftan for a human. Give no char la adam. Not saying to feed the mizbeah a fig dessert. We're saying to give the equivalent of a fig dessert. Obviously, the reason that he brings this example is because we're calling it kayetz on his bear. He's trying to explain. Why is it called kayetz? Because b'not shoach are kayetz. So the same way that the Adam we give kayetz, so too we give the kayetz on his bear. Now, the deepest sense over here of what this is all about, really, is that the reason that we're bringing kayetz on his bear is because even though we don't have a specific kapara, the kayetz hamizbeach is meant to be an ongoing kapara for all evil. The source of evil is figs, which is why we call it kayetz. As a matter of fact, we call benot shoach, because the fig was gorem shucha, which means the crushing weight of sin, and also shucha amuka, which is the grave, which is why benot shoach are called also benot sheva, which are the shiva yimei avelut. As Tosis points out here, so I sometimes refer to benot sheva, which of course relates to bat sheva, which is the bat sheva that was ru'uya to David, except for the fact that he ate her achla faga. He ate her prematurely, which is the fag, which is the fig, which is the benot shuach, which is the eitz hadas, which was also roi for Adam, except achla faga. So it all comes back to figs, which is why you say in Yiddish, when you want to say, I don't give a damn, you say, a fag of dir, I throw a fig in your face. And that's the same concept. So, yeah, that's why alei teinah is right. Why alei teinah? Because no other fig, no other fruit would allow. That's Steve Jobs' idea. Nobody else came up with that one. Apples are a mistranslation of the etroga. The etroga, which means desired one. So the desire one, and this is why kitova eitz lamachal vidarshin in Gan Eden is benot shoach. That's why la'adam, because they're yummy. But apples are a mistaken, the etroga is translated in Hebrew, kitapuach batziayar, that's ke'etroga. So that became now translated into the Latin as apple, which became now the user interface, which causes all of our problems with the Mac. Ends up, you know, it's all interrelated. That's why apples are sexy, and the PC has absolutely no sex appeal. The whole idea of the interface is the fig. I'm not joking. This is very serious marketing issues. You know, my money is what defines everything in the end. Okay, continues on the Gemara. And unfortunately, it takes a rather broader point of view than most people understand. So it's given out shoach la'adam. Dorash Reb Nachman Baruch Chitz. Ein mekitzim ba'olat ha'of. You cannot give a kayetz hamizbeach with birds. It's got to be meat. So this is basically, this is very much a South African approach. You don't give figs for dessert. You give biltong. So when you finish the meal, so now you can chew on some meat still. What are you going to give? Some chicken? Come on. You can't give an olat ta'of. Omar Rava, burcha, come on, that's garbage. Where do we get such a thing from? You have no right to make up a story like that. Now, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak overheard this from Rav, and he's got very indignant. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rava, this is burcha, huh? My burcha, I challenge you. Tell me what's wrong with this. I happen to be the one who said it. And Amrita Neale, I told it to him, and I didn't make it up from old cloth. I said it over the name of Rav Shimi ben Arda, and it happens to have a very, very well-based understanding behind it. And he got it from the following. The Om Reb Shimi min Arda, motarot can only be given l'nidvat tzibur. And since you're also agreed to that, you need to put in one more piece of information. And that is, ein olat of b'tzibur. We darshan from the Sifra that since it says, hikriv min ha-torim et korbano, hikriv, korbano, is by definition a yochid. And from there we learn, Hayachid mevi olata of, ve'ein hatzibur mevi olata of. So once we know the kaitz hamizbeach is beshal tzibur, obviously, you can't use that money to buy an olata of. Ve'af Shmuel several other Rabbi Yochanan. Now, which money? Motorot.
Yeah, motorot. So
if
you have to buy other korbanot, you can use the same.
That's what we're talking about. It depends which motorot. That's exactly what we started with. We started with the mimer in which we said, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan says, you bring a kayetz hamizbeah. Came along now Rabbi Yitzchak, and he said, Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, and he said that all that meant was if it's an oila, you can be mekitzenes hamizbeah. But if it's something else, you'd have to sell it, wait until it gets a mum, sell it, and then you can be make it the mizbeach. But you can use the actual korban itself if it's of the same type. So this, says the Gemara, you should know that Shmuel also holds, like Rabbi Yochanan. Namely, that if you have something that is usable as a kaita mizbeach, then you don't have to wait till it gets a mum. If it was originally an Ayla, it can be brought as an Ayla. Where do we see that Shmuel holds this? Because Dom Rabbi Yudom Shmuel, Korbanot Tzibur, Sakin Moshachtan Lamashahin. It's only at the moment of Shchita that you define 100% the Korban that this is meant to be. So it could be the Tamid, but it could be a Kaitza Mizbeah. And therefore, if you don't hold Lev Beit Din Matnin, then there's still the option of Sakin Moshachtan as long as it's suitable. And as long as we don't have the Gezeira Otu Lifnei Kapara, obviously, because then it wouldn't be suitable. So that this is Rashi's reading. I must tell you, Tosis has to invert the Gemara. The reason that he has to invert the Gemara is because in Zvachim, the Din of Sakin Moshachtan is itself a function of Lev Beit Din Matneh. Since Lev Beit Din is Matneh, there's two possibilities. It's Matneh in cases where there's not going to be an alternative usage, that it should remain only a din of Kedusha Damim, as we had yesterday. But there's a Lev Beit Din Matneh, which allows optional usages for other purposes. And that optional usage, according to the Lev Beit Din, keeps now the din of the korban in abeyance until the actual moment of Shechita, where the intent of the Shechita is now the determinant of its use. In which case, it's running the opposite of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan was going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. And he was saying, according to Rabbi Shimon, where you don't have the option, a Lev Beit Din, you still have the option, which is also, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, of utilizing a korban which is part of the same general set. In the case of the Siri, the general set of Tumas Mingdash Mikadosha. In the case of our Tamidin, the general set of Korbanot Ola. Fine. Because all Ola is a very general Ritzui, and therefore it's the same type of Kapora, which is Kayetz HaMizbeach, meaning it's dealing with the presence of evil, but it does not come as a very specific response to a specific evil. There's no Ola that's there as a specific, other than as mistaken psak of Beit Din, which is a unique application. And that, of course, is not a typical Ola that's brought Bifni. It's not brought to the Mizbeah. So, in any event, gentlemen, there has to be a different approach if you're going to learn that sugya in Zvachim here, and because of that, Tosis changes the whole gears in the Gemara. The way I said it over to you is a little Rashi, that there's a level of understanding Sakin Moshachtan, not based on Lev Beit Din, but rather based on Rabbi Shimon's understanding that the set for which a korban is brought is broadly defined. It doesn't have to be specific, the way everybody else thinks. Tani Nami Achi, Umodeh Rabbi Shimon B'Sa'ir. And this, of course, goes back to our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon is Meida when it comes to a Sa'ir. If you didn't bring the Sa'ir on the regel, fine. So bring it on Rosh Chodesh. If you didn't bring it on Rosh Chodesh, bring it on Yom Kippur. And you can do it the other way around. If you didn't bring it on Yom Kippur, Lokar Av Yom HaKippurim. So then you can bring it on the next regel. They're all interchangeable in both directions. That's why we're going through the whole rigmarole here. And this, of course, was the time, the way we were learning it, Alibit Rabbi Meir, How can it be interchangeable in both directions, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehuda's approach to Rabbi Shimon? The point of the Mishnah was, how can it be done in both directions? Therefore, the Braita wants to speak out both directions. V'im lo kav beregel zeh, ikarev beregel acher. And why is this true? Shemit chilato lo ba, ela lechaper al mizbeach hachitzon. It all makes perfectly good sense. Nu tochal kvar. Zakom uchan bishvulcha beitza, nu. Ma, lo achel, gam babayet lo achel. The next case that we had was Zadon. Well, Zadon tum'at migdash u'gadashav se'ira na'ase b'fnim is mechaper. So it's both mechaper on, or tole, on yeshbo yediyah b'tchila ve'im ba yediyah b'sof, and on the Zadon. Minani mili. So what makes us say that the se'ira na'ase b'fnim, the partner of the se'ira mishtaleya, is actually mechaper on the Zadon as well? The Tanna Rabbanan. Look at that pasuk, and you'll see it yourself. It says there, "V'chiper al hakodesh b'tumot b'nei Yisrael umi pish'ehem l'kol chatotam." Now we darshan that before, but I mean it's got to have a simple meaning. A pesha is a mezid, a chatat is a shogeg. So obviously the pasuk is opening up the door to two separate types of kapara, one on a mezid and one on a shogeg. That's why the Mishnah has two levels of that kapara. And therefore, we see from there that since, by definition, the kapara of psha'im refers to miradim, which are done on purpose, rebellious, v'chein omer, melech moav pashabi, as Achav writes to Yehoshaphat, or as it says, as tifsha livna be'etahi, that means rebel against Malchut Yisrael. So then it means that it's coming for mezid. Chata'ot, that's reference to shigagot. Okay? So clearly the pasuk is allowing two different kaparot on the Soyer Hanase Bifnim. And continues the Mishnah, Shar Averot Shabbat Torah, Hakalot Vachamurot, Hasdonot Vashigagot, comes along the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, and that is Mechaper. Now the problem is, please look back at your Mishnah again. I figure every exercise, even if it's just turning pages, serves almost as well as a run around the block to wake up some people here. Al shar averot shebat Torah, continues the Mishnah, on the bottom of Beit Amud Beit, hakalot v'chamurot, hazdonot v'ashigagot, hoda v'lo hoda, aseh v'lo ta'aseh, kritot u'mitot beit din. Now, this is awfully redundant. I mean, kalot v'chamurot are the difference between the aseh velot aseh and kritot umitot bedin. I mean, right, same thing. The zdonot ushkagot, isn't that the same thing as hoda velo hoda? You knew what you were doing, you didn't know what you were doing. So what is all this redundancy, asks the Gemara? Hainu kalot, hainu aseh velot aseh, hainu chamorot, hainu kritot umitot bedin. I don't understand. Hoda, hainu mezid. Lohoda, hainu shogeg. You sound like you're making a long list, and you're using synonyms to create a list. What a fake out. Amrav Yuna, it's not a fake out at all. What he's saying is like this. Al shar averot shabat Torah, ben kalot ben chamurot, ben sha'asa'an b'shogeg, ben sha'asa'an b'mezid. Now look, you might think if you read the Mishnah without any further continuation. Now what that means is that if you had an averah that was b'shogeg, you did not bring your carbon chatas on that avera before Yom HaKippurim. Comes along now Yom HaKippurim and brings the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. That's it. You no longer have to bring your carbon chatat because the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach was mechaper. Continues, therefore, the Mishnah to make it very clear. Bein nodalo. Whether you found out what? Found out that there was a problem, that you had a suffix. That's what it means. That maybe you ate chalef because there were two pieces. There was a piece of shulman and there was a piece of chalef. Bein lo nodalo, meaning you didn't even know that there was a possible problem. Which means that the Mishnah is limiting the discussion of the shogeg to a shogeg of an asham talui, not of a chatat vadai. And there, indeed, it is true that if it turns out after Yom Kippur that there was a suffix shuman, suffix chelet. Or for that matter, even if you knew about it before Yom Kippur, no dalo, not that you did it, but that you did something that might be it. That's the point. So when we add those words, we're not repeating. We are absolutely redefining. Don't think I mean shoge. Yom Kippur is not mechaper on shoge. It's mechaper on Asham Toloi shoge, where you're not sure. And there you will not bring an Asham Toloi. That's the only thing that it's going to be mechaper on. So there, if you bring the Seirah Mishtaleach, you do not bring an Asham Toloi after. Now, continues the Mishnah, as to the other redundancy, let me explain to you the Kalot and the Chamurot, because I know that what you're thinking is, and you're going to see how meaningful this is in a moment, you're thinking that the Kalot cannot be referring to an Aseh. You know why it can't be referring to an Aseh? Because B'monavshach, the Aseh doesn't need a carbon to be mechaper on it, because you could just do Teshuvah, and it doesn't need Yom Kippur. The moment that you do teshuvah and mitzvah asay, eno zaz misham ad shemochalim. And you'll say, okay, so maybe he didn't do teshuvah. But if he didn't do teshuvah, then how can a korban be mechaper on him without teshuvah? And how can Yom Kippur be mechaper on him? Is that not zevach reshaim toeva? So your response would be, aha! So the kalot would only be then a mitzvah lo tase. Comes along the Mishnah to say, Elohim kalot, ese velo tase. Now, of course, that leaves us with a question. How do I ever get an asay to be part of this Mishnah? If we're talking about that the guy didn't do teshuva, and therefore he is standing with a problem of an asay. So if he didn't do teshuva, what good is a carbon? Whatever chelik you have in the Seir HaMishtaleach, it doesn't work for you. Because you refuse to do teshuvah. And either ava teshuvah, if you did teshuvah, then it has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. It has nothing to do with Zohar Mishtaleach. It could be any day of the year, even Christmas. Kol Yom Hanani. You could do teshuvah. Tetanya ava mitzvah taseh v'asa teshuvah. Lo zaz misham ad shemochalim lo. He gets his kapara, because all that is required is mechila. And that mechila is the only thing that was bad, and that's the kapara. There's nothing else that is required, as the Rambam makes clear in the fourth halacha of the first parak of Hilchos Teshuva. There is a mechila, which is the only kapara. Omar Rabbi Zeira, the solution is that indeed he is omid b'mirdo. He refuses to do teshuva. Therefore, he will not get a kapara. So you'll say, so how could he get a kapara on Yom Kippur? Aha! It's going, I'll leave it a Rebbe. Rebbe, the Tanya Rabbi Omer, I'll call Averot Shabbat Torah. Ben Asat Teshuvah, Ben Lo Asat Teshuvah, Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. Actually, believe it or not, Yom Kippur is Mechaper even Al She'enan Shavim. And Zevach Rasha'im Toevah is a reference only to 364 days of unbirthdays. That is the day you need to do tshuva. But on Yom Kippur itself, Atzmo she Yom HaKippurim would be mechaper together with the Seir Mishtaleach, and then you wouldn't even need the tshuva, because it's a whole big question whether this is with the Seir Mishtaleach, Machlokes, the Rambam, Paskin is like Rebbe in one case, not in the other case, but again, we'll wait until we do our tshuva this year. Halavani? What is teshuva? There are 10 prokim that will help you understand teshuva. In the Yad HaChazakah of the Rambam, please go there and open and read to your heart's content. 43 Ave Marias, and what do you mean, what is teshuva? Teshuva is always, what is the teshuva? Kind of a funny thing is that. It doesn't work like that. Teshuva is a very well defined, clearly delineated process. It is not a thing that you do. You can't do teshuva by buying your way to the Pope by giving charity. There is no teshuva for a particular thing. No, it doesn't work like that. You can't do teshuva by doing what you didn't do. That's not called doing teshuva. That's called garnishing brownie points. Do you want to read all the Tshuva right now? All of it? It's about Big Adol. It's about 100 hours. If you want the details, then you could spend the rest of your life. Okay. So when it comes to... we'll send him some tapes. You still have a tape player, right? So, Bein Asat Teshuva, Bein Lo Asat Teshuva, Yom HaKippur Mizbechaper. Except for some very special Avirot. And what are they? Chutz B'Poreko, somebody is Kofer B'Iker, is a Mishumad, says the Rimi Gash. He goes join some other religion. He's Megaleh Panim B'Torah. He speaks with chutzpah about Divrei Torah, the way that they speak in academic circles. Or is Mefer Brit B'Basar. He doesn't have a Brit Milah. There are those who learn Mefer Brit Milah means that he's Moshech Ba'arlatos. He causes his foreskin to look as it, he creates his artificial foreskin by pulling up the skin around his penis as if it's a foreskin. But that really is not a true Mefer Brit because it only looks bad. It doesn't really create a Mefer Brit. So B'pash is referring to a Diorita. It was never et Briti Hefer.
So Moshe
Parlo
is not a
Doraisa? Moshe Parlo is not a Doraisa. It is in the sense of, it's not a specific Isser. Yeah. It's a precast all and a spitting in the face of it, but it's not a Mefer Brit technically. And there, those cases, Ima Zat Teshuvah, Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper, Vim Lav, Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. Now where does Rebbe get this from? My time, the Rebbe. Rebbe gets both the exclusions and the principle from the same Makor. Rebbe says, take a look, the Tanya. It says in the Pasuk, Yidvar Hashem Baza, Ve'it Mitzvoto Hefer, Hikaret Tikaret HaNefesh Ahi Avona Ba. So Rebbe's Darsh is like this. Dvar Hashem Baza. What is the Dvar Hashem? Anochi Hashem Elokech. That's what we heard from Hashem. So that Dvar Hashem, that's Porek Ol, Megale Panim B'Torah, as if he's not the one who's speaking, and as if he's not the one who asserts his existence. Et mitzvato. What is the mitzvato? The unique mitzvah that is hefar. That's how Rashi learns. There's only one mitzvah given to Avraham Avinu. That is brit basar. But the other explanation, according to the Rishonim, is et briti hefar. Is fair? The word hefar is not just not keeping a mitzvah. It's undoing a covenant. The covenant is obviously brit milah. And so that's hefar brit basar. He karet, tikaret, says Rebbe means he karet lifnei Yom HaKippurim, tikaret leachar Yom HaKippurim. So what it's saying is only on these three unique issues do we say he karet, tikaret, come hell or high water, whether Yom HaKippurim was mechaper or not. And even, but everything else, maybe it's he karet lifnei Yom HaKippurim, but not leachar Yom HaKippurim. These cases, Yachol Afilo Asat Teshuvah, you might think that even if you did Teshuvah, that Yom HaKippurim still won't work, and that it's Ikaret Ikaret. Talmud Lomar Avonah Ba, only as long as Avonah Ba, Lo Amarti Elbizman She Avonah Ba, which means, but if you did Teshuvah, the Avon is no longer in that soul, HaNefesh Ayi, then indeed we won't say Ikaret Tikaret because Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper. But you see that the Avonah Ba is only a limitation on these three issues. The Dvar Hashem Baza, the Et Briti Efar. But on anything else, not a problem even to say without the Teshuvah. So we're only demanding the change in Avonah Ba in three circumstances. Now the Chachamim would disagree with this. And the Chachamim hold that Yom HaKippur is Mechaper on anything, so long as Avonah Ba. What do they do with the Pasuk of Ikaret Tikaret, which is Mashmah Bein Lifnei Yom Kippur, Bein Lachri Yom Kippur, and is limiting Dafka, these Chatoim from Kapora? Ah, Rabbonim learn. Ikaret Tikaret has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Ikaret Tikaret is Ikaret Bolam Hazeh, Tikaret Olam Haba. Not a reference to Yom Kippur. And Avonah Ba is not coming to tell me the din of Yom Kippur being Mechaper. It's talking about Mitah being Mechaper. So that if a person does Teshuvah even on these terrible sins of Begala Panim B'Torah and so on, and he dies in a state of Teshuvah, then Mitah Mimareket. It's coming to address the Kapara not of Yom HaKippurim, but of death itself. Ulo Rabbi Shimon, the let lay lev betin matne aluna. My avinu, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan betitzim behemet amizbeach. Omer Shurba Rabbi Yitzchak, Moda Rabbi Shimon besirei chatat. She'in metitzim begufan, elo b'demeyan. There's a harchu, d'meikara ola v'hashta ola. Aval hatam, d'meikara chatat v'hashta ola, yizera liyachar kapara ota lifnei kapara. Omer Abaye, afanana mitanina. Par v'sair, she'yom ha-kipurim she'avdu. ויפריש אחרים תחתיהם, וכן צירי עבודה זרה שעבדו, ויפריש אחרים תחתיהם, כולם ימותו, דבר רבי יהודה, רבי לזר רבי שמעון אומרים, יראו עד שיסתאבו וימחרו, ויפלו דמיהם לנדבה, שאין חטאת ציבור מתה. ומאי, נקרבו אינו גופיו, עולם, עליו שמן יגזר לך כפרה, תותני כפרה. אומר רב ההבנן המתנינה, השני יראה עד שיסתאב וימחר ויפלו דמיו לנדבה. ומאי, יקרב איו גופי אוהלו, אלא שמע מן הגזרה אחר כפרה, אותו לפני כפרה. עומר הבין אף עננה מתנינה, או שם שמתו בעליו, או שנתחפרו בעליו, ייראה עד שיסתאה וימחר ויפלו דמיו לנדבה. רבי אליעזר אומר, ימות, רבי יהושע אומר, יביא בדמיו עולה. וואי, לקרב הגוף העולה, עליו גזרה לאחר כפרה, לפני כפרה. שמע מן התנינה מיוחי, מהי מביאים מן המותרות? קיץ, כיוונות שוח למזבח. וקריב ככוסר וכל דבר שלא תקטירו ממנו. נה, 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 נה. תני רבי חנינה. כיוונות שוח לאדם. דורש רב נחמן ברב חיסטה. אין מקיצין בעולת העוף. אומר רבה, אך, היי בורך. אומר לרב נחמן בר יצחק לרבה, בורך? מהי בורך אתה? אנא אמרית אני עלי. ומשבין רב שמי מן הרדה אמרית אני עלי. דיום רב שמי מן הרדה, מותרות? ללוות ציבור הזה, ואין עולה טוב בציבור. ואפשמו עושה ולעוד הרבי אוכלן, דיום רבי ירו אמר שבו קורבנות ציבור סכין, מושכתן למה שאין. תעני עמי אוכל, מודה רבי שמן בסעיר, שאם לא קרב ברגל, יקרה בראש קודש. לא קרב בראש קודש, יקרה ביום הכיפורים. לא קרב ביום הכיפורים, יקרב ברגל. לא קרב ברגל זה, יקרב ברגל אחר, שמתחילתו לא בא לכפר על מזבח החיצון. ועל זה דון תומד מקדש וקדושיו סעיר הנעשה בפנים מנוע נביל, נתן רבון. וחיפר על הקודש בתומות בני ישראל, מכל פשעיהם, מפשעיהם לכל חטאותם, פשעיהם, as we reference to merit. וכן הוא המלך מואב פשע בי, ואמר, אז תפשע לי ונבא את ההיא. חטאות אלו השגגות. וכן הוא נפש כי תחטא בשגגה. על שאר עבירות שבתורה, הקלות והחמורות, הזדונות והשגגות, עשה ולא תעשה, בין נודע, בין לא נודע. היי, 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 היינו קלות, היינו עשה ולא תעשה, חמורות, היינו קריטות ביתות בית דין, הודה, היינו מזיד, לא הודה, היינו שגג. אומר רבי יהודה אחיקם, על שאר עבירות שבתורה, בין קלות, בין חמורות, בין שעשן בשגג, בין שעשן במזיד, אותם שעשן בשגג, בין נודע לו, meaning ספקן, אין לו נודע לו ספק כאן, ואלו הן קלות עשה ולא תעשה. אלו הן חמורות כריתות ומתות בדין. אי יולעז כאי עשה, איך ידעמי? אידה לא אהבה תשובה, זה ברושים תואבה. אידה אהבה תשובה, what do we need יום כבר פור? כל יום הנעמי, לתניה, עבר מצוות עשה ועשה תשובה, לא זז משם עד שמוכלים לו. אומר רבי זרע, בעומד במרדו, and nonetheless it's מתחפר, according to Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer al kol avirot sheba Torah, bein asa teshuvah, bein lo asa teshuvah, yom ha-kipurim mechaper, chutz b'porekol, begalet panim b'torah, u'mefer breit basar. Shim asa teshuvah yom ha-kipurim mechaper, v'im la vein yom ha-kipurim mechaper. My time with the Rebbe, the Tanya Gidvar Hashem Baza, ze ha-porek ol, u'megalet panim b'torah, vet mitzvato efer, ze ha-mefer breit basar. תיקרא, תיקרא, תיקרא לפני יום הכיפורים, תיקרא לאחר יום הכיפורים. יוכל אפילו עשה תשובה, תאמון לומר, אבונה בא, לא אמרתי, אלא בזמן שאבונה בא, ורבנן, nothing to do with יום כיפור, תיקרא בעולם הזה, תיקרא בעולם הבא. אבונה בא means אם עשה תשובה, הוא מת, מיתה ממרקת.